Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Friday, July 29th, from Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day.
The New Testament text comes from 1 John 3, verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Wow, what a promise.
Mm-hmm.
We will be like Jesus when we see him as he is. And we don't know what we will become. That's been hidden to us. But when Jesus is revealed on the last day, we will be like him. I think one of the temptations I run into with people sometimes is they think that your calling in life is to become more like Jesus. Well, if that means you're to forgive people who've hurt you, yes. If that means you're to love others as you've been loved, yes. But otherwise, to be more like Jesus is kind of a tough challenge for us.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't know him as he is. We really see him, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13, kind of through a glass darkly. It's not until we see him face to face that we even know who we are, and much less really know who he is.
But it does say in other places in Scripture, specifically in 1 Thessalonians 5:5, it says, we are all sons of the light and sons of the day and daughters of the day. We don't belong to the night. So whenever I think about this part of the John text, says, what we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him. But right now, we don't know what it's going to be in our future.
Right.
But we are sons and daughters of the day and of the light.
Well, that relates then to Proverbs, because if you're a child of God, you're a child of the light, and the light, as the Proverbs text describes it, is breaking through the night in the dawn of the day. And then it shines brighter and brighter until the full day. So what that full day connects to is when Christ comes. That's when the fullness of the day will finally break in upon us. Then we'll see things in a way that we've never been able to see them up until that point.
And that's that other verse I was thinking of. In his light, we see light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And light and darkness are compared often, but light into light.
Yeah.
It's, in other words, it's going to be brighter. We'll see something even more. I was also thinking of the Aaronic blessing that we pray, and that we pray over people, that the light of his countenance will shine upon us and give us peace.
Oh man, that's a great promise.
And that must be the brightest light that we receive.
One of the things that also hits me in this verse is, do you see how you're described here? What are you in the eyes of God? You are beloved. And that word in Greek has the word agape in it, which is that unconditional love, as much as we can understand it, that we get from Jesus. It's hesed in the Old Testament. It's that steadfast love, that enduring love that cannot be changed no matter how bad you are. God's love for you does not change. And that's why that word beloved is so powerful to us, because we are the agaped ones. And that means if I'm agaped by the Lord, I can agape people around me. I can love others even if they don't love me. I can love others when they're actually mean to me or make life difficult for me. It's literally soaking in the agape of our Lord that makes it possible for me to agape others. And then, of course, the other way of looking at that is people are agape they gape at you when they see you loving people who don't deserve your love.
Mm-hmm. The earlier part, I think the text verse right before the 1 John 3:1, it says we're children of God because his love has been lavished upon us. Oh, so yeah. This is that agape love that you're talking about. It's overflowing, and that word lavished mm-hmm. is something that we don't talk about being lavished with the love of our spouse
right.
very often.
Nope.
But the love of God being upon us in that way is an all-encompassing love that is light then to other yeah. people.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. we can't help but shine when we receive that kind of endowment from on high. It just breaks through us all over.
So for people right now that are feeling fearful of their future or uncertain, wondering, and it looks very bleak, it feels dark and dreary, and maybe like our neighbor today, we were leaving the house and I hadn't seen her outside for several months. And I said, oh, it's so good to see you, Mary. And she said, well, it's good to be here, but I just was at the doctor. I said, oh, what did he have to say? Not good. Yeah. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you're going to be dead pretty soon.
Oh, shoot.
I said, well, she said, he didn't exactly say that, but more or less. And, you know, to have that thinking in your future that death is on your doorstep isn't easy. But she was jovial, and she was sort of laughing and yeah. having a time because we said, well, yeah, that's, I think you said something, Johann, like, well, I've been going to be dead.
The doctor told me that ever since the day I was born.
Yeah. But to face that death verdict on us comes only because we know that we're going to be walking in this path of light, which is the brighter, brighter shining of the sun, of the dawn upon us. That's why we love to
dawn.
See the sunrise more than the sunset, I think.
Mm-hmm. The dawning of the new day.
Yes.
Well, we had the dawning of a new day this morning when Sonia and I woke up. We discovered that the little girl that we were hoping to help support in her birth was born late at night on Wednesday night. And we'd already gone to sleep, so we didn't get the news till Thursday morning. But it was exciting to hear the accounts and find out what our granddaughters had experienced. One of them awakened immediately when the little girl was being born. It was a birth at home. And one of the reasons why it was done at home was that Alyssa, the mother, said she wanted her daughters to be able to face birth without fear. And we were talking about it today a little bit more, about how so much of our culture is built around threat, the uncertainty. Well, if you have the birth at home, what if? You get on that what if train, and you always have those questions in your mind. So you'd rather kind of sell out for whatever you can to avoid the uncertainty of the what if. But they kind of pressed through, and it was the easiest birth that Alyssa has had. She was in her bedroom. Her water broke, and she went into this tub in the living room. They had their
midwife
and their, what is the name of the other lady?
The doula.
The doula, yeah. And the baby was born, and it was like Solvi had prayed a week ago on Friday. It was the easiest birth she's had of all her three kids. Well, there are risks to that. In fact, insurance doesn't cover it, as most of you, I'm sure, are aware. But the fact is that they chose to do something that was to stand in the face of the threats and the fears and the doubts of people. And like Alyssa said, she wanted this to be a legacy for her children, that they could look forward to their future without fear. And I was thinking about this. Anytime that we have a birthing experience of any significance, there's always fears, there's always threats, and there's always the encouragement to not go on, to not press forward, mm-hmm. to not believe that God is at work, as it says in this text. We don't know what we will be, but the Lord is guiding you mm-hmm. into a future where he knows that what you will discover is closer to what you were created to be, that God, in his beautiful awareness of you and your potential, wanted you to become.
We'll pray the prayer for today. Light of life, shine on me. Scatter the darkness that causes me to stumble and fall. Let your light shine into the dark places of my life so I don't live in fear. May the light of your gospel shine in and through me so others may see you through the forgiveness I have received. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus, for that assurance that we have that when we're free from guilt and free from resentment, nothing can control us. And we can give birth to all kinds of possibilities mm-hmm. as only you lead. And we pray that same spirit for people in the Ukraine who are battling against overwhelming odds. May you bring birthing blessings to them in the face of their fears. And bless anyone today who is struggling with some uncertainty or some fear and to say, you know, I am the God who creates life. Trust me. Life will come through these birth pangs. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We're going to hear the girls sing one more time. A recording we made last week with them, Praise and Thanksgiving, in honor of the gift of this new baby sister.
Praise and Thanksgiving at everyone bring unto our Father for every good thing. All together joyfully sing.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.